You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
That swung on it, hit to left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
The skies went to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
It's a beautiful day in the Bay Area. Let's get ready for a little baseball between the Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. We'll find out next from Vince Catronio how it's there at Kauffman Stadium. Coming up after Vince, it's going to be Frank White, who was an unbelievable Royal, a World Series champion, ALCS MVP, a five-time All-Star. He and George Brett and all those Royals won the World Series in 1985. He's going to join Ray Fosse as a Ray Fosse Classic is coming your way. Vince, how are you today in Kansas City in the heartland?
I'm doing good, Townie. It's 93, it's humid, and I brought a pair of shorts. So not Speedos like Bill, just a regular pair of golf shorts, and we'll see if we have to make a wardrobe change as this game gets underway.
Just not Speedos, tan Speedos.
Those were the days, Tony.
I remember the first time I saw it. I couldn't believe it. All right, so I don't have a lot of good news, so cheer me up today.
Well, I don't know if I can necessarily do that myself. I will say this about Jared Koenig, who's pitching his second consecutive game against the Royals. I think what you want to see, and even Mark Hotze alluded to it a little bit in his pregame presser with the media, a little more velocity from Koenig. We were told he touched 95. We've never seen it. Not even close, and maybe apprehension, maybe just kind of getting himself situated on the major league level. I'd like to see him let it go a little bit today and see if that helps him develop some swing and miss or develop a pitch that can really keep the opposition off stride. Did a good job on Sunday, certainly against the Royals. Good curveball and a changeup. The changeup was a bigger pitch for him in his last start. We saw a lot of curveballs in his first game. Just trying to get a sense of who Jared Koenig is. And look, Jonah Bride yesterday kept the A's in the game. Two tremendous plays at third base. I think that's something to keep an eye on. And other than that, you just got to play the game and hope that the A's can find a way to jumpstart an offense that's been very anemic for a long time.
Well, the one thing, even when you got two teams struggling, is there's usually going to be somebody who's a star. And just sad news on Salvador Perez with that surgery on his left thumb, the UCL ligament. You're talking about a guy who's a World Series MVP, could be a Hall of Famer someday. I mean, he makes up the percentage he makes up for their home runs, their RBIs. He's fourth most in home runs since 2021, only behind Aaron Judge, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and Shohei Ohtani. Gold Glover, he's such a great player, and I don't know if he's going to be back this season. Hopefully he can be, but just sad we're not going to see him the next 2 days.
Yeah, he's a guy you come out to the ballpark to watch for sure, and all those things you alluded to about his career are impressive about a guy that comes to the ballpark with a big smile on his face, and he really is the leader of this Royals team. Nobody's driven in a higher percentage of their runs, basically, than Perez has this year for Kansas City. The other thing, too, Chris, that the A's have got to improve upon is an example is facing the Royals. The Royals are last in the league in pitching walks and pitching strikeouts. They walked one, they struck out seven. The opposition right now is not afraid to challenge the A's. The A's have got to find a way to get the barrel on the baseball, you know, force some action and make something go here. And I think that's something that the A's have got to find a way to unlock. I know we've talked about it ad nauseum all season long as this has kind of played out, but you're at a point now where you're facing a team that you think that you could use that to your advantage, and even they feel like we can attack you like Keller did last week up in the zone with fastballs and get away with it. The A's got to change that, that tune, if you will.
It's time to get rid of the June gloom for the A's.
Sounds good to me.
Have a good call. I'll talk to you after the game.
All right, Townie. Thank you.
Coming up next, a Ray Fosse classic with the great Frank with the game with the great Frank White. This guy was a hell of a player back in the day, World Series champion. That's next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone. Together.
This is A's Total Access.
A World Series champion, an ALCS MVP, 5-time All-Star, 8-time Gold Glove Award winner, Frank White was a great player. Here he is with Ray Fosse.
A's are in Kansas City for a great weekend of baseball at Kauffman Stadium, and we are happy to be joined by one of the outstanding second basemen in all of baseball. But all his years playing with the Kansas City Royals, he's a Royals Hall of Famer, probably should be in baseball's Hall of Fame. Number of retired, statue, everything for Frank White, and very deserving, Frank. Frank, you played in some winning ball clubs, and I remember at the time that you did, you were so great. When you see the development of a club right now, as a broadcaster with the Royals, what do you see in the Royals now, and also the future of this franchise, this ball club?
Well, Ray, I think what I see now is just a plan. You know, when Dayton Moore took over, he had a plan to really stock the minor league system. We were really depleted both in the upper level and in the minor league. So that over the last four or five years, they've just really concentrated on building that farm system. And it really just came together last year where they were voted the number one farm system in baseball.
You know, I know talking to your new manager, Ned Yost, who took over last year, and I remember he was saying, when asked about the ball club, the fans, sure, they want to see a winner because it's been so long. He said, but we have to be patient. Let these kids develop. And how much do you see that once these kids do develop, we see Eric Hosmer coming up, playing a great first base, looks like he's going to be a star. But the future of the organization, that you might see a lot of winning each year versus maybe just trying to get one out of it.
Well, you know, Ray, when we're in the spring training this year, I know a lot of talk was about 2012 and bringing up the young guys. And, you know, like I know, you don't have 9 to 15 young guys that you can bring up here at one time and win. So I always felt like the base of this team going forward is going to be the group of guys we have here this year. And, you know, Alex Gordon, resurgent, he really bringing his career around. You got Michael Vilas and Billy Butler and Chris Getz and Escobar at shortstop. So I think the base going forward is with this group of guys here. And as they add guys in, like Eric Hosmer last night, then it's going to make it easier for those guys to come in because they're going to have guys here that are playing well. And rather than him coming in with the team struggling and the offense is struggling and everybody's looking for him to carry us. So there's going to be guys like Mike Moustakas, and there's going to be guys like Gio Vitale and guys like that. Those are the guys on the cuff of being here, but I think the key to these guys here is to just make that decision hard for the general manager and the ownership to have to make. And I think then if they do that, then they'll have that base here that they need to make those decisions with.
Yeah, I'm just thinking as you're saying that,
back in the 70s when the A's were winning and winning, winning, and just like the Royals and in the 70s, the 80s doing the same thing. You got a chance to see some of the young players come up, the veterans that you guys had, but then here come the replacements. How did you and the other guys as veterans accept and receive those kids as they came up? How much did you help them? Maybe some of the guys looked at, he's going to come up here and take my job, but the bottom line, you were trying to help them, I'm sure, to become a winner.
Well, I think when I first came up in 73, we were under the old reserve clause, and guys really didn't want to help you take their jobs, and veteran guys wouldn't speak to you at all. And so you just had to sit quietly and learn your trade and winter ball or whatever you need to do. But once we started winning here, and we knew that we had to bring in one guy or two guys. So basically, you just wanted the guy coming in not feeling like he got everything under control. You don't want guys that are going to come in here, they're going to go about their business, show that they can be professional, show that they know how to have the respect for the guys here. And then because we were winning, then we wanted to help that guy as much as possible because we know that he's here because he makes us better. And so our job was to control some things we could control, but at the same time give him enough that when he goes out on the field, he can help us win.
Frank White joins us on A's warm-up. 8 gold gloves, which means pretty good second baseman. No doubt you were, Frank, in playing all the great years with the Kansas City Royals and spending your entire career basically in the Royals uniform. The winning, and you were part of that. How frustrating has it been, maybe as a former player, to see the development now, but it's been so long since the Royals have won. From the fan standpoint, former players, how do you deal with that?
Well, it's been tough. I mean, it's been tough to be a Royals fan. You go back to 1985, when the last year we really had a good team and won the World Series. We had some teams like in 91 and 94. Then after the strike year, we raided our minor league system. And since 95, it's just really been tough to be a Royals fan. I mean, this is an organization that didn't finish last until 1995, and we didn't lose 100 games in a season until 2000. So I think that for me, those were milestones that I wasn't really happy to see. And as an organization, we went under 500, I think around 1995, which is really disappointing the way we built things here. But I think that now you look at all the teams that have been here, the rhetoric was all pretty much the same, you know, rebuilding, and nobody know what they have, and multiple lineups. It's just been one thing after another. And this year, I think I like this team because you do have more set players in their position. You have guys that come to the ballpark knowing that they have a chance to win. They all like each other. They pull for each other. And I think that's mainly because a lot of these guys aren't talked about. You know, they're talking about 2012 and 13, but not the guys that are right here. And then bringing in Melky Cabrera, Jeff Francoeur, guys who themselves got released and they had a chance to revamp their careers. They all plan well. So I think that the reason they all plan well is because they all kind of like each other and pull for each other.
As a great second baseman, as I mentioned, 8 gold gloves, which means you were the best at your position, probably could have won a lot more. But what is the key to being a good second baseman? And I'm going to say this because turning the double play of Elias, you know, first game of the series, one of those things, if he turns a double play, another run doesn't score. But from your standpoint, being the great second baseman that you were, what is the key?
Well, you know, Ray, the key to being a good infielder, period, is have good feet. If you got good feet and soft hands, then you're gonna make a lot of plays for your ball club. The biggest mistake that second basemen make around the bag is they try to be quick with their hands and not with their feet. And they don't realize that you can't throw until your feet are set. So the faster you set your feet, the faster your arm's going to be. And I think that's one of the biggest things. Everybody wants to be too quick with their hands, and therefore they make mistakes. And I think that's what we saw last night.
Ah, he and George Brett, man, back in the day, legit. Up next, former A Eric Burns, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures, no worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Jessica Kleinschmidt here as A's Total Access rolls on, joined by a good friend of mine, Eric Burns, former A's outfielder, host of No Filter Network, my co-host for Burning Questions. Bernie, thanks for joining me today.
Jess, I miss you.
I miss you.
Like, once we got into the season, the Burning Questions started happening fewer and fewer, and I'm like, man, we got to get those rolling again. That was not only therapeutic, for my, to say, baseball love, is we get to talk out baseball every single week, but I felt like we had this cool connection going in life, and we were able to, you know, talk about this and talk about that. So good to hear your voice again.
I'm a little sad now that you're making me feel guilty, but I swear in the next few days, when everything calms down, we will revisit Burning Questions, because you, same thing. It's good therapy for me as well. Never thought Burnsy would be considered a good therapist, but it's here we are. Now, there's a lot that I wanted to talk to you about, but I think we need to tell everybody what you're up to. I did mention the No Filter Network, but you are also the coordinator of chaos for the Savannah Bananas, I believe.
Well, that's a self-title. I mean, technically, I'm actually the manager or head coach, either way you want to look at that. Jesse Cole, who's the owner of the Savannah Bananas, he gave me the title of head coach because he said that people like to be coached, they don't like to be managed.
Yes.
As I got into the role, I said, Jesse, I am neither a coach nor a manager. I am the director of chaos. And that is the truth, because if you've ever seen a Bananas game, it is nonstop chaos from start to finish. It was one of the most exhilarating experiences of my life. I never thought that I would be involved in anything like it. And I think I went into it not really knowing what to expect, which was good, and came out of it really grateful for that opportunity, and look forward to continuing my involvement with the Bananas as they build this thing out.
Yeah. And it's been kind of cool to watch what you guys have done, not just on the field, but with social media. And, you know, I've talked to you about it before. They're bringing more fun to the game. And what's it been kind of like watching all of that? And you played earlier in the years, but what's it been kind of like seeing more fun, more of like a show put on in the game of baseball?
Well, I think there's a delicate balance, because like I told all the players, if we're not throwing strikes, if we're not catching the baseball, if we're not putting the ball in play, none of this works. It literally all gets thrown out the window, and we become this circus novelty act that is a Broadway show, and we're pretending to play baseball. If we do all the things right, and I get it, it's baseball, no one's gonna be perfect, but literally from start to finish. I mean, we're dancing, we're catching balls behind our back, we've got guys coming out and pitching and hitting on stilts. It's a circus. A lot of it's a circus. And what gets lost in all of this is the fact that these guys are good baseball players. As a matter of fact, they're professional baseball players. They're not an affiliated ball, but I would say 95% of them play independent baseball. And a lot of them would still be an affiliated ball had they still had all the minor leagues. But now a lot of the minor leagues, with all the slashes a couple years ago, they're not there. Now, you know, is it loaded with big leaguers? No. I think there was a couple that have big league talent, so to speak. You know, there's a couple guys, literally, it's like mind-boggling to me how or why they're not with an organization right now. But their skill set is one that dudes in the big leagues don't have. And that's, you know, how they ended up with the Bananas. And we had a one-day tryout. We weren't able to tell, you know, everything. It was actually really difficult to try to pick a team. But to see these guys and some of the stuff that they could do, we have a rodeo clown pitcher, Jess.
Yeah.
That literally can throw a ball between his legs and hit a gnat in the ass. Like, it is unbelievable to watch him. He's doing cartwheels on the mound. He's throwing his hat in the air and then firing the ball like under the hat. It's just like the stuff. Our shortstop, this guy Ryan Cox, and he was a good D1 player that didn't sign with anybody, kind of got passed over, has been coaching baseball the past however many years. And he started messing around with little trick things on TikTok. And so, you know, between the legs and behind the back and over the shoulder and all this other stuff. And this guy has turned into something special. Like he honestly is one of the best shortstops I've ever seen. Now, does he have the range of Fernando Tatis Jr.? No, of course not. But when it comes to making the routine play and also being able to then dress it up, we had one play that literally it was like Matt Wolf between the legs, and he's a rodeo clown, right? Matt Wolf between the legs, ground ball short, Ryan Cox fills it between the legs. Over to, you know, such and such a second base, underhand toss over to first, double play. And it was like, it's crazy, 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 crazy to watch this. And as we continue to grow and build this thing out, we're just going to continue to see more of the shenanigans. It's just, it's about having a feel, though, because it was crazy competitive. That's what no one really understands. We're playing this one team. They're called the Party Animals. They come storming over the outfield fence. They have cut off sleeves. You know, they're all tatted up, but they don't have real tats. They all put the fake tats on.
Oh, I love that.
They come storming over. They're shooting off fireworks guns, and the crowd just loves it. They eat it up. The guy, you know, the one guy came to bat with his bat was actually on fire, like literally on fire.
Yeah.
And he hits a bullet up the middle, and he hit it to our rover. So we'll play a rover, very untraditional defense. We'll take almost like a fifth infielder, and we play in a real shallow center field. And he gets the ball, throws it in, just about throws him out at first. But that's probably the clip that was number one on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're always doing something. Like, I don't think there was a game we played that didn't have something that did not go viral.
We're going to have three parts of that. Can't get me enough of Eric Burns. He is absolutely fantastic. Coming up next, around the minors, we're heading to Lansing next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'sCast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
With the minor league report from High A Lansing, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Tyler Soderstrom. So first, let's go into offseason. After last year, your first pro year, how did you attack the offseason?
Well, I finished the year hurt. I pulled my oblique, so the beginning of the offseason for me was pretty slow, really. I was just kind of resting and trying to get my oblique back to kind of being healthy again. And then once things started to feel better, I just kind of got back in the cage slowly, kind of building my swing back up. I mean, I stayed playing catch a little bit, keeping the arm good, but it was honestly a pretty short offseason for me, really. I mean, I just got my swing back to kind of where I wanted it to be for spring training and then headed over to spring training.
At what point did you feel 100% again?
I think, honestly, towards the end of spring training when I started to get some more bats, I kind of finally started to feel kind of ready to go again. I didn't really think I felt 100%, to be honest, but as the year has gone on, I think I'm kind of starting to build back a little bit.
It was a different spring training. There was the lockout this year compared to your spring training last year. What was this experience like?
It was a little different than my first one, for sure. The first one was kind of weird, too, to be honest. But I think we haven't really had a normal one yet. So hopefully this year will be better. But, yeah, I got to go to minor league camp to start, and then big league camp started up, and went over to the big league side and got to be around those guys for a couple weeks. So that was fun. It's kind of weird that, like, I was built up for minor league camp, was getting ready to go, and then they sent me over to big league camp, and I kind of like felt like I went backwards a little bit, but it's obviously a really good experience to be around those guys, so I got to build up with those guys again, and then went back to minor league camp and got my bats, and now we're in season.
Season starts in the cold. Here in Lansing, it's as cold as the guys are used to experiencing, or maybe colder. Is this as cold as you've ever played baseball?
Yeah, I was actually kind of, I didn't think it would bug me a little. I mean, I honestly thought I'd be fine, but I got down here and started playing it, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. Like, I've never really experienced anything like it. But definitely a really good learning experience. Hopefully I won't ever have to play anything harder than any condition-wise harder than that. But it was definitely a really good learning experience. Obviously, there was some struggles along the way in the beginning of the season, so it's been a good learning experience for sure, and I'm glad I had to go through it.
It's interesting to me, you and Lawrence Butler, both of you guys, tough start to the year, and then each of you, that your bats caught fire. Was there a game where you started to feel like yourself again?
Not really. I mean, I just started to kind of get a little more comfortable as the year went on, and obviously, I mean, I'm still not really where I want to be. I mean, I feel like my potential is a lot higher than what I'm doing as of now, so hopefully we can pick that up a little bit, but I definitely have got more comfortable in the box and used to the new ballpark and all that stuff, so it's been good.
So you mentioned that you didn't feel like you were 100% coming into spring. Then your thumb injury, how did that happen?
I kind of hurt it in spring training, so it was kind of lingering around. Just kind of got jammed towards the end of spring, honestly, like the last couple games kind of jammed it up catching. And then it kind of carried over into the season. I don't think the cold helped either. Yeah, just kind of, I was catching Hogan in Lake County and got me in the bullpen before the game. Didn't feel very good. Then I got in the game and got a couple more times. So I just had to shut it down and take like 3 weeks off to just try and get it back to fully healthy. It's kind of hard. It was a pretty deep bone bruise. So I had to just take some time off from it and just let it heal on its own.
Those weeks off you spent at DH and at first base. And it was fun for me watching you play first base. First, have you played quarterback ever in your life? Because I was watching you lead the pitchers to the bag.
Yeah, no, I've never played quarterback. No football for me. Just played soccer growing up, a little bit of basketball in high school, and then always baseball, obviously.
How is first base?
It's good. I mean, I enjoy it. I don't think it's too difficult. I mean, I've always played other positions in high school and travel ball. I mean, I played shortstop my senior year in high school, so nothing really too new to me. It's a little different, though. You just got to get used to different depths and getting to the bag and striding. It's a little hard sometimes, but it's been good. It's not too hard. I like it.
The day you came back behind the plate, I talked to Jeff Criswell immediately the next day about his 11 strikeout game, 5 1/3 innings. He praised working with you. How was it catching him?
It's always good to catch Criswell. I mean, he's always around the zone, got really good stuff, so it's fun to catch. So I was just trying to be back there for him, call good pitches, steal some pitches here and there, and just kind of have good energy and have fun.
Your best energy this year. There have been a couple of huge moments. How was your walk-off grand slam?
That was pretty wild. I've never, it was my first walk-off ever, to be honest. Didn't really know what to expect. I mean, obviously it was awesome, but yeah, it was my first one. So it was a really good moment, and it was awesome, yeah.
And then you set up a walk-off moment with an RBI triple in the bottom of the ninth inning in a wild game.
That was crazy too, you know. We had the game pretty much in the bag until the ninth inning, and some crazy stuff happened. So we let the game almost get away from us. So I was just glad to go out there and give our chance a team to win.
I'm connecting you and Lawrence Butler. Lawrence drives you in. The two of you were together in Stockton, mashing together. Here you are once again in Lansing. What's your scouting report on Lawrence? What's it like batting with him in the order?
It's fun. I mean, we kind of feed off each other. Always that competitiveness between us, so we kind of build off each other. And, yeah, really close friends and love to watch each other hit.
How are pitchers pitching you here in the high A?
They're pitching me tough. I mean, I wouldn't say they're pitching me pretty easy. I mean, I'm getting a lot of off-speed stuff, which is going to come with baseball. I mean, you got to adjust. I mean, everyone knows I'm a good hitter, so they're going to try and get me out. And I just got to learn to maybe lay off a little bit more some stuff and just keep being as consistent as again.
It seems to me like you're squaring up right now more than you ever have all year. Is that true to you?
Yeah, I'm squaring up a lot of balls. I mean, not much to show for it, obviously. I like to hit the ball right at people, but it's been good.
It all evens out, right?
Yep.
Hey, Tyler, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Tyler Soderstrom with the Lansing Lugnuts. With the Minor League Report from High A Lansing, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Now back to Chris Townsend.
We've got the stat of the day next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Who's feeling pretty good about the car they drive right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
I love my Honda CR-V.
I'd recommend a Honda to anybody.
Pricing? I mean, for what you get, it's amazing.
According to J.D. Power, Honda's the number one brand for residual value. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Based on J.D. Power USALG 36-month residual value forecast for 2022 mainstream models. For J.D. Power 2022 award info, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now? What's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. CalHope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall, and out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Now time for the stat of the day, brought to you by Mechanics Bank. How about Seth Brown hitting 270 over his last 33 games? And you're saying, Townsend, 270? Yeah, we'll take 270. Trust me. 8 of his 9 dingers have come on the road. That is also good. And he's hitting 289 with runners in scoring position, and he loves hitting against the Royals. In 4 games against Kansas City this season, he's hitting 357. Definitely will take that. For the Athletics, they've lost 4 straight, 6 of 7, and 19 of their last 22. But who's counting? Time now for the injury report, brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. What is going on with Chad Pinder? Here is the skipper, Mark Kotze.
For Chad, he's had some minor muscle issues in his neck that he's managed. We feel like this is a good opportunity maybe to hopefully get it really calmed down. He's played through some of that, probably not talked about by Chad. It's just not who he is as a player. Giving him maybe a couple days here against these righties to get himself healthy, fully healthy. When you say fully healthy, season fully healthy, and then get him back going again.
Yeah, you're at that point. You know, it's June. You're about to be in July. If you play a lot, you're going to be dinged up. It is what it is. And the question is, can you play through it? And just not can you play through it, can you be productive? You still got to be able to produce, and the A's need as much production as they possibly can get, no question about it. Coming up next, part two of our conversation with the general manager, David Forrest. Hope you heard part one yesterday. Part two next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
This is A's Total Access.
An interesting question at this time of the year, when you got a lot of players you're going to be calling up if you're the GM. We asked David Forrest, how do you know if a guy's ready or not?
There's not one thing you can point to, pitchers or position players. I think
It's important, you know, that Kotz and Emo are in touch with Fran Reardon, our manager down in Vegas, to get a sense of how a guy's playing, how he's, you know, how his confidence is and performing. I mean, we can see all the metrics, particularly now they've got StatCast in all the AAA ballparks. So we can see the same numbers we see here in terms of, you know, if a guy is hitting the ball hard but not getting hits, or if a pitcher's ERA is high but he's giving up, you know, he's not giving up hard contact. You can see all that stuff. Again, it's sort of a feel thing for making sure a guy sort of stays afloat here and doesn't quote drown in the big leagues, because you don't want guys going through that if they don't have to. You don't want them going back because they didn't succeed here. You know, you want them to at least stay above water when they're here and then progressively get better.
We kept hearing Jonah Bride shows up. You're going to love him. The more you watch him, you're going to love him. Just wait. Just watch. And the more I watch, and I know even though he comes in a little bit, I keep seeing hits. And last night, I couldn't get enough of that 13-pitch at-bat. I know he grounded out to first.
Yeah.
But he gets that count, and it gets 3-2. And then those last three that he fouls off, and that I'm like, 13-pitch wore out Marco Gonzalez. That wore him out. And I just thought, that's a grinder. That's a kid who's 2-for-2, third at-bat, not giving up an at-bat. I mean, I love that mentality.
Yeah, and those are some of, like, the sort of immeasurables that you look at with bringing guys up. And look, Jonah's going to – he's off to a good start. He's got his hits. He's going to struggle. I mean, young players do. He's going to go through an 0-for-15 at some point. But the things that you have already noticed about him are the quality of at-bats, the lack of swing and miss. He went into Fenway Park. He wasn't scared at all. You know, whatever it was, this – third or fourth inning out there, he took 105 off the chest.
Broke the chain.
At third, did it?
Yeah, broke his chain, yeah.
But those are the things, and Kotz mentioned it to me immediately. He said, hey, any guy who comes in here, takes those at-bats, takes that ball off the chest, like, I want to put him back in the lineup. I want that guy to succeed and to keep going out there and grinding, like you said. And you do, you see things like the 13-pitch at-bat. You see him getting his hits and busting his butt and working hard in early work. So these are some of the things that you look at aside from just the fact, you know, that he's hitting, you know, 360 whatever in AAA to make the decision to bring him here.
So Mark Kotze is so competitive.
I told you, he ran me off the court this morning. I had no chance. Straight sets in pickleball.
So when you're going through a tough time, how much do you have to kind of talk – I don't want to say talk him off the ledge, but, yeah. I mean, because you've been doing this for so long. This is his first year. He's grinding to win every game like he should. That's his job. But, yeah. Like, how much do you have to kind of help him out?
We spend a lot of time talking, nights after games, mornings after games. We do talk a lot and try and, you know, focus on the positives, on the progress, on what was good, what we can take into the next day. You don't want to focus just on the loss every time it happens, because it's not productive. As we get the tractors rolling by here, it's not productive just to think about the loss and what went wrong and what we could have done differently, because it's going to happen. Like, we know that even in the best of seasons, you're going to lose 60 times, and you don't want to harp on it. You don't, as a manager, you don't want to sit there and second guess yourself and rethink. So we've talked a lot and trying to focus on, again, what positives can we take away? What can we learn? What can you impart to the players that they did well that's going to help us win the next night? So we do have a lot of conversations.
How'd you feel about going back to 13 pitchers?
You know, we were there when we got to Atlanta. Like, when we brought up Davidson, we got there. It's fine. It's just sort of the reality. We've managed it with 8 pitchers in the bullpen for however many years now. I think 9 was a little bit of a luxury, but we'll be fine. Emo and Kotz have done a really good job with the pen this year.
Is it just weird how some people just freak out over, like, certain – they just have a hard time getting their arms around
things?
I think
it's just a mindset. Like, we talk a lot here about things you can and cannot control. Like, hey, if that's the rule, let's figure it out. Let's not worry about whether it's a good rule or not a good rule.
And what do you think we should do long term about position players pitching? Because now it's getting to be a lot.
It is. I've seen some of the chatter out there and worried about it. I don't know. I mean, look, we like to have the flexibility to do it in a blowout game because you're playing for the next day and don't want to use an arm. And there are position players who can do it and be somewhat respectable. But ultimately, yeah, there's a chance that it gets a little out of hand and you know, you run into some ugly-looking innings. So I don't know what the answer is, but I know we're doing our best to maintain our chance to win the next day by saving some bullpen arms. But my guess is at some point MLB steps in on that one too.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about that. There's going to be some rules coming up, and they're going to need to because there's way too many position players pitching. Coming up next, Scott Emerson will join Vince Catronio in Kansas City right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return.
Napa know-how.
Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
Ashley is celebrating all the dads and grads this season. Spoil them with limited-time deals in-store and online with fast delivery. Going on now, buy one recliner and get the second recliner 25% off. And get 12-month special financing. Plus, while you're shopping, enter the Outdoor by Ashley sweepstakes for your chance to win an outdoor makeover worth $10,000. Visit your local Ashley store or tap the banner to shop and save today. Ashley. See store or ashley.com for details.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
This is A's Total Access.
Temperature and humidity will be dialed up a bit on the Saturday. It's day baseball from Kauffman Stadium. And we visit with A's pitching coach Scott Emerson. And looking back at Friday's performance, Cole Irvin works quickly. It seemed like the Royals were so aggressive swinging at first pitches. How did you see all that coming together? And what is the key? Because they'll do that all weekend for the rest of your staff, knowing that they're up there ready to swing the bat.
Well, you know, when you're making your second start against the same team, you know, they got an idea of what you tried to do last game. And they go out and put that game plan together on the offensive side. So we got to counter by having good command and being able to mix our pitches. I thought Cole did a great job last night. He let a couple pitches get away from him. Two changeups that cut, that cost him a little bit. And, you know, a good fastball above the strike zone, trying to get a chase ahead in the count. The guy hits a homer on her. You know, tip your cap to that guy. But overall, you know, Cole Irvin's effort was, you know, outstanding.
How do you remind the staff, look, we know the A's offense has not put forth the kind of runs you would like, but simply when you're on the mound, take care of what you're doing on the mound.
Yeah, just go out there, do your job, and that's keep us in every ball game that you possibly can, you know. Work on throwing your strikes, work on your put-away pitches, and that's all we can do each and every day is work on our own abilities. Control the controllables, and for each pitcher, that's controlling themselves, trying to control the strike zone, and doing the things that they're able to do.
Emo, how much fun has it been to watch Domingo Acevedo, the 6'7" right-hander, falls off to the first base side of the mound? And it seems like, from our perspective, picking up that slider is so difficult. What has been so good for a guy that you've used often, and he's been up to that challenge?
I think it's, Domingo's ability to throw strikes and change speeds and be unpredictable. You know, he's around the strike zone. He moves that ball around. He's got a good changeup as well. That slider to right-handers, more changeup to left-handers. And I think, you know, just his ability to throw every pitch out of the same slot, even though he's running a little bit towards first base. But, you know, those are things that we work on. The one thing I will say about Domingo is he's a great student, loves talking pitching, loves working, and he's fun to watch.
We're all learning on the fly what to expect from Jarred Koenig. He's made three starts. I know you looked at film leading up to his debut against Atlanta. Now you've seen him three times. What are we learning about Jarred Koenig on the mound?
Well, you know, he's very similar to Cole Irvin in the aspect that they don't have overpowering stuff. And, Cole right now is a little bit better strike thrower, but that's because Cole's been around a lot longer and he knows what the big leagues are all about, and he can flat out pitch. So, you know, Jared follows Cole. He's a good guy to watch pitch, see what he's got to do to move his baseball around. And he's got to realize and understand the importance that the commanding of his pitches are, you know, at the utmost important. When you don't have overpowering stuff, that location really shows up.
How do you look at the end of the games right now with challenges with inexperienced but gaining experience and hoping that that turns a corner for the A's bullpen down the road?
Yeah, you know, you got a lot of guys that maybe don't have the experience you're looking for right now, but like you said, gaining experience, and we're just trying to put guys in the best chance to have success when they go out there, whether it's batter pitcher matchup or who they're facing, and we're just trying to do the best job that we possibly can to put these guys in the right situations.
That's A's pitching coach Scott Emerson on the Saturday. Townie, now back to you.
That's right. Game two of the three-game set between the Athletics and the Kansas City Royals is coming up next here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. And don't you forget, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
The final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's Construction Company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.